Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for a bonus episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save, and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine. And as always, it is a pleasure to be with you. Last Tuesday, the RBA's Monetary Policy Board held the official cash rate at 3.85%, which came as a bit of a surprise for a few people, to say the least. So on the pod today, we are going to take a quick dive into the reasoning behind that decision, the implications, and just what might influence the board's thinking when it meets again in August. So I'm very pleased to say that joining us today to dig into all of that and more is Paul Bloxham, HSBC's Chief Economist for Australia and New Zealand. Paul, pleasure to have you back on the show.
Great to be here. Thanks, Tom.
Oh, so good to have you back on, Paul. To start with, were you surprised by the RBA's decision on Tuesday?
We did expect on the day that they would cut, but we had flagged in our preview material that there was some risk that they might delay until August. And we certainly hadn't jumped into the camp of suggesting that there were going to be a whole sequence of cuts delivered from the RBA. So yes, I think the answer is we were surprised on the day, but we think the RBA was likely to take a cautious approach. And this is, I guess, a manifestation of that. They, you know, as the governor said on the day at the press conference, it's not so much that they about the direction of interest rates. They still think that it's likely that they'll be delivering interest rate cuts. It was just about timing and the fact that they weren't quite convinced that inflation was coming down quite quickly enough, and they feel like they need a little bit more evidence before they're prepared to deliver the next cut. And we think that's they are likely to cut in August because we do think there's enough downward pressure on inflation to get them there.
And so was there anything else from the governor or from the post-meeting statement that the board put out that, I guess, surprised you at all, or was it quite logical in terms of your expectations?
Well, I think that the fact that they interpreted the information they got from the monthly CPI indicator. So keep in mind, Australia's got a quarterly CPI, which is the main thing the RBA focuses on. But in recent times, the ABS has also published this new monthly CPI indicator, and we've all been watching it and trying to work out what it can tell us. And they interpreted that monthly CPI indicator a little bit different to the way the market did and the way we did as well. They don't think it was quite as weak as the rest of us have all been interpreting. And so that was the fundamental area where I think there's a bit of disagreement about what information you're getting out of that indicator. I think the other thing from the meeting that was really, I mean, this is the new way we're operating now, was that the RBA obviously published a vote. So the board voted for the first time and then published, or they published a vote for the first time. And that vote was 6-3. In favour of holding. So there were some dissenters on the board. There were some board members who actually thought they should deliver a cut on that day. And it just turned out that the majority of the board members thought that they should wait and they should pause. So that's a really new feature for the RBA, where in the past it's been a decision made largely by consensus, and certainly the public was not made aware about specifically whether board members disagreed or did not to the actual decision. So we're really moving into quite a new world. And that makes sense because the RBA's had a big review. They've got a new monetary policy board and they're operating in the ways that were set out to them by that review.
I also found that really interesting, digging into the release after the meeting and seeing that vote split. And I was like, oh, this is good to see. Paul, you've mentioned it already, but going forward for August and I guess the months beyond, what are your expectations in terms of what the board might do?
Well, we still think that there's that inflation's still coming down, that there's what we call a disinflationary impulse in the economy. And we think that's going to allow the RBA a bit of room to be able to lower interest rates a bit further. So we're expecting a cut in August and we expect another one in November and then another one in the early part of 2026. But that would be three cuts, and we think that would be the whole extent of the easing phase. So we've had two already, and we expect three more, so 125 basis points of easing for the entire easing phase. So that would still be quite a modest easing phase. It wouldn't be that they had delivered a lot of cuts necessarily, and that's what we've been expecting. And the way we get there is, you know, the economy is still growing. Growth is actually picking up pace a little bit at the moment, just modestly, very modestly. The labor market is still very tight. The unemployment rate has broadly tracked sideways now for 15 months, and it's still quite low at 4.1%. And although inflation is coming down, it's coming down quite slowly. And so because it's only coming down very slowly and still a little bit above the midpoint of the RBA's target band, we don't think they're going to be able to deliver a lot of monetary policy easing in this easing phase, that we're going to get a sort of a very sort of slow-moving, gradual easing phase from the RBA this time around.
Well, I imagine there's a fair few homeowners and other people out there in Australia who are looking forward to perhaps a different result in August. Paul, it's been brilliant to have you on the show. It's all we've got time for today. So thank you so much for coming on and look forward to chatting with you next time.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
That's it for this episode of the Friends of Money podcast. But as always, Friends of Money will be right back in your podcast feed before you know it. So until next time, I'm Tom Watson. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.